Boeing 747 from Indonesia, headed to Saudi Arabia, makes an emergency landing after engine catches fire.
Boom! Let's head down to Boeing, boys, where they can't fly planes, but they really good at landing those assassinations. What? 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 Allegedly, of course, right? I don't want to spread a racist conspiracy terrorism theory that Boeing would kill its whistleblowers. Now, that's crazy talk, boys. Multi-billion dollar military-industrial complex corporation would never resort to killing people who threaten their bottom line. That's dumb. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Yeah, Boeing's just fine with blowing people up. It's fucking stupid. With their military products. Anyway, here's unlimited L's. We've got the whistleblower suicide note. So now it's case closed, boys. It's case closed. Just in, Boeing whistleblower John Barnett's suicide note has been revealed. Fuck Boeing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fuck Boeing, but you're going to kill yourself before you actually... You hold the keys to fucking Boeing. To destroying them, right? You've got the documents. You got the first-hand account. You got the experience. You're the whistleblower. And so you hate Boeing so much, you scrawl it all over your suicide note before you actually testify against Boeing and actually bring them down. That don't make any sense. Quote, I can't do this any longer. Enough, he wrote. He can't do it any longer. So, first of all, I think you'd tell by the tone of this, I don't buy the suicide note for a fucking second, but let's pretend that we do buy the suicide note for a second. Let's go with that direction. Who's harassing him so much that he needs to kill himself? Who is driving him crazy that he's going to kill himself? Who drove him to suicide in the suicide note? Is it fucking McDonald's? I mean, no, it would have to be, I would imagine, I'm no Sherlock fucking Holmes over here, but I would imagine it would be Boeing. So even if this was a legitimate suicide, didn't Boeing drive a dude to suicide? Who was a whistleblower? Isn't that the same thing as killing him? So anyway, let's go take a look at this. We've got images of this because this is... Watch this. All right, so here's the whistleblower right here. All right, big fan of LSU, apparently. And again, worked at Boeing for something like 30-something years. And he was saying that Boeing is firing white employees. It's firing dudes. It's firing people who've been working there for 30 years. The people who actually know how to fix the planes. The people who know how to maintain the planes. The people who know how to fly the planes. They all being fucking fired, right? Because they got to paint these airplanes rainbow and bring in diversity and inclusion. Diversity and inclusion is way cheaper. You got a straight white male that's been working there for 30-something years. It's cheaper for Boeing to fire him and hire a diversity hire and scream at how great they are because they hired a bunch of diversity hires. So that by itself, again, this is just money talking. It's money talking. Boeing don't give a fuck about gay people, don't care about black people. It's a corporation. It cares about money. And if it could fire a bunch of people that have been working there 30-something years and then hire a bunch of new people and say, hey, look how great we are, it's win-win for these idiots over at Boeing. Not great for the people who want to fly, though. You want to be on an airplane, good luck. Doors flying off of them, windows being sucked out, floor coming up, engine pieces falling off mid-flight, fucking things catching on fire lately. So he says, America, come together or die. I pray for the motherfuckers that... So here's a Boeing engineer. this dude's been working there 30-something years. And he says, you know what? I'm going to end my life, but quick, give me this receipt over here or whatever he's scrawling this on. I found my purpose. I'm at peace. I love you more. By the way, now I'm going to kill myself. Bury me face down so Boeing and their lying ass leaders can kiss my ass. Why would you kill yourself before you could destroy them? That doesn't make any sense. He might have killed himself. I have no idea. I'm just saying, looking at this at face value, it rang a lot of alarm bells. That and his suicide note is scrawled on the back of a fucking hotel receipt or something like this, right? And here's the kicker. Hey, everybody, don't trust this whistleblower, right? is what CNN is screaming. He definitely killed himself. Here's his suicide note. By the way, he's a Trump. In his suicide note, he wrote Trump 2024. Are you fucking... No. Stop it. This is to slander... Not from our perspective, but from the mainstream media press's perspective, from Boeing's perspective, from all of the fucking people who work at Boeing who think it would be a good idea if the whistleblower just shut up. They think, because they buy into this nonsense that everybody hates Trump. And so the best way to get people to turn on this whistleblower from their perspective is in the suicide note of a Boeing whistleblower to just randomly put Trump 2024. Are you fucking kidding me? This is so fucking stupid. Right? Did you even run this by AI? AI would be like, no, don't do that. That's fucking dumb. No. If you're going to kill the dude, type out his suicide letter, write his suicide letter in fucking print or something, like normal human print, not on a fucking, you know, motel receipt or some shit like this. And don't put the Trump 2024 thing over there. They're just dumb. These people are fucking stupid. And so there you go. That's what you're supposed to believe. You're supposed to believe that the dude who had the information to bring down Boeing, and Boeing's used to being brought down. Usually it's the diversity hires, not fixing the fucking airplanes. But the dude who could have brought them down kills himself, writes a suicide letter. In the suicide letter, it just conveniently has what the left perceives to be Trump fucking kryptonite or legitimacy kryptonite. So they jam that in there. And then now that they've got a suicide letter, case is closed, by the way. Case be closed, Abe. Nothing to see here. No John Wilkes Booth over here. No. We moving on now. Case closed. Shut that case. Let's move on. No, I don't want to move on. I mean, I thought you guys killed him last week. Now I'm fucking convinced. Now I'm convinced. Allegedly, of course. But there you have it. Very stupid. Authorities have confirmed that Barnett's handwriting and found only his fingerprints on the notebook. Yeah, I'm sure you took the dead dude and rubbed his fucking fingers all over the thing. I'm sure that you found somebody who would be like, oh yeah, that's dead. They put a gun to the guy's head. They're like, now tell everybody that that's definitely his handwriting. Oh, okay. It's definitely his handwriting. Okay. It's definitely his handwriting. The dude's dead right next to him. And they're bringing in a handwriting expert. And they said, you want to be dead like that, dude? No, sign off on this. And they said, this is ridiculous how naive fucking normies are. They think the world is being run by fucking rainbows. No, evil people are out there. They killed this dude. Boeing's evil. Allegedly, of course. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support channel. We kept it today on Boeing allegedly killing people. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.